ambitious response by the states whose good faith obligations under international law require them to respond on the Genocide Convention. So that's why I put so much emphasis on this infrastructural element of our mission. We are not here to drop the aid and go home and pat ourselves on the back.
We have 5 seconds, David.
We are here to establish a humanitarian corridor for states themselves to assume their responsibilities and to deliver the aid at the scale that Gaza requires.
David Adler, co-general coordinator of Progressive International, one of the people on board the Samud flotilla headed to break the siege in Gaza. Spanish and Italian naval ships have gone to protect them. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh for another edition of Democracy Now!
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht and Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht and Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning to everyone who used to attend hickey parties, and welcome to another episode of
Beat
Banter
on CFRC Radio.
My name is Aiden.
I'm Sarah.
And today we have a very special guest.
Hey guys, I'm Tyler. Super excited to be here.
Tyler Galley.
Oh
Tyler
my God,
Galley.
Trade is here.
Okay. Yeah, we have a very special episode. We have our special guest who's going to play some special songs. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess, Tyler, we could start by introducing two songs that you want to play for your episode.
Totally, yeah. Okay, first two, getting the Canadian ones out of the way. We're going to start with All the Time by Bahamas. This one's always been kind of like a personal favorite of me and my sister, but I saw it live about 2 weeks ago because they opened for Alabama Shakes in Toronto, and It was like really good. It's like a crazy guitar solo at the end of it. Then the next song is Dream Lover by Destroyer, another Canadian artist from Vancouver. I don't really have much else to say.
All right, lit.
Okay, sweet.
Play him.
I got all the time in the world. Don't you want some of that? Don't you
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
You just listened to All the Time by Bahamas and Dream Lover by Destroyer on CFRC Radio.
Bangers.
Banger.
I was so excited for you guys to say that. I was looking forward to that so much.
We have like literally one thing to say about every song, and they're always bangers. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts, Sarah?
Verizon commercial.
Yeah. That Bahamas song was in a Verizon commercial.
And Aiden clocked that. He didn't check any YouTube comments. He just knew.
I just knew.
Big Verizon commercial.
Yeah, because one thing about like Beat Banter is we love like the military industrial complex, and we love ads. Like I will never get an ad blocker.
Do mega corporations too?
I need to see that TD Bank ad like immediately.
Yeah.
And also that Destroyer song, very fun. I love the guitar work. Like, it's really, really bangs.
Okay.
Yeah, bangs.
Awesome, yeah. Bangs. I found that song on, like, literally my last day of internship and, like on the morning to work and just listened to it, I think, like, 7 times back after that.
Whoa.
And Queen Elizabeth Park shout out.
Yeah. Mm.
Pickleball Court shout out. Yeah.
Mm. So, Sarah, do you want to introduce your 3 songs for the episode?
Yeah. So, sorry that... There's one that's a little out of place here, but I really wanted to play it. But South Pacific is a band from Ottawa that just came and restarted, like, touring. And they started their date in Kingston. I didn't go, but me and Aiden's roommate went and said it was, like, amazing. And, like, they, like, bought her and our friend a drink. Was like, you guys are the music. Like, you're keeping the music alive. Like,
shout out Sabrina.
Shout out Sabrina. And I was listening to them after, and it's, like, really good. This is so I'll play Parallel Lines from that. And then new music that came out. Love and Pop by Channel Beats and Oil XL from Oil XL's album.
And we're seeing Channel Beats.
And we're seeing
live.
Channel Beats tomorrow.
Super exciting.
Banger, banger, banger. And then Sophia Stell, You Could Hate Me.
Let's play them.
Play it.
We'll be right back. Fuck, The Sexual Health Resource Center is a confidential, non-judgmental information referral service for all things sex, sexuality, and sexual health. We are located in room 215 of the LaSalle Building at 146 Stewart Street on Queens University campus. We are open to clients from Queens, St. Lawrence College, RMC, and the wider Kingston community. We offer sexual health and pleasure products at cost, such as 20-cent condoms and $3 pregnancy tests. Follow us on Instagram at SHRC Kingston for daily hours, center updates, and news about upcoming events.
You just listened to Parallel Lines by South Pacific, Love and Pop by OLXL and Channel Beads, and You Could Hate Me by Sophia Stell on CFRC.
Bangers.
Bangers. Everyone say it on three. One, two, three. Bangers.
What did you think of that, Tyler?
They're all really good. Definitely like a bit of a switch up midway through, but I like the like kind of shoegazy guitars in the first song. Mm-hmm. Definitely to listen more South Pacific. Definitely to listen more Channel Beads as well. I was telling them like off air that I hadn't really listened to much of their music, and I definitely want to check out more.
I'm excited for the show.
Yeah, I haven't. I feel like it'll sound really good.
They don't tour. Yeah. They're like a duo, and they don't tour like that often.
Yeah.
But yeah, this whole OLXL album was also really, really good. The cover looks like Daft Punk. Like.
It does. It does.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, South Pacific. Sabrina was also saying they're really cool live because they do all of the layering effects live.
Oh, like that. Like, it's like very pedal.
Yeah,
oh, like
nice.
Shoegaze. Like yeah. Actually shoegaze.
Yeah.
And they're like old as like as heck. You know, they're like I don't know. They're like really old, like 35 or something.
Oh my god.
No, I think they're like they're 40 like or 50. Yeah, they're ancient. Yeah. Like they had to get wheeled up to the mansion. Like.
Yeah. Oh, is that mansion?
It was at the mansion.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And then
you know what else is at the mansion?
Beertronica.
This Friday, if you're, it's gonna be Thursday when this episode comes out. Tomorrow. Pull up to Beertronica. Check out the Instagram __... Tronica. Check it out. Get your tickets. Mansion basement. 10 p.m. Go there. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, there's gonna be a little gay boy doing a little footwork set. Luke Berry.
Luke, exactly. What did you think of the Sophia Stell song?
Thought it was cool. I like the outro a lot.
Yeah.
It sounded really good.
The synth, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, do you want to play your next two songs of the episode?
Sure, yeah. Okay, what did I have next even? Oh, yeah, Sarah vetoed my first selection of songs, too, which was kind of messed up.
Yeah, I said no Drake. What did I say? No Drake.
No Two Hollas.
No Two Hollas. And
you banned someone else. I can't remember.
Oh, and no Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
And those rules, when we had Sharia on the episode last, like, in third year, like, that one, we really had to be like, no Kanye, please.
Yeah, no Kanye. Which is funny. Did you see the Kanye documentary?
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, I saw it. It was so, oop, I can't say that. It was so bad.
It was so, oop, yeah.
It was so bad. It was so, so bad.
I didn't even realize that somebody was like, is this, like, recent, or?
It's recent. It was, like, literally from, like, just before, it's, like, everything from, like, him being on SNL with the Trump hat to, like, just before Vultures. Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's, crazy. Like, no reason to, like, make a... Like, you don't... I don't think anybody really cares that much about
like,
seeing that stage.
Get him out.
Career.
Put him on trainers. Put him on trainers.
But to be
like,
fair, I was waiting. I was hoping we got to see the stuff with Bianca, because I was just wondering, like, how did they meet? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, I can't imagine them, like, having a conversation.
Like, I think it would have been, like, on Bumble.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I said no Drake, and then you sent Drake to Hollis, and you sent Clara.
And Justin Bieber. There were two Canadian people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Swag. Right. Swag. Yeah. Swag and Swag, too.
And he's wearing a Clara hoodie right now, you know.
Of course, yeah.
So which
song? Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I got distracted. I'm going to be playing You Ain't the Problem by Michael Kiwanuka. And then, oh, yeah. Okay. And then Alien by Beach House.
Play them. Yeah.
Thank you. mind, I can't deny myself. Show me the feeling. Ah, you got me wrong. If you don't belong, live in the trouble. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem. I live the lie. Love is the crime. It's you I believe in. No need to blame myself. No need to die. I'm only human. I'm done. You got to put me on. I know if you come along. Don't hesitate. You are the one, do all the talking. You got me wrong, I caught you falling, I hear you calling. Don't hesitate. Time heals the pain. You ain't the problem. I live the dream, I hope to be who I believe in. I used to hate myself, you got the key, break out the prison. Oh, I hope to never see time passing. Don't hesitate. Ain't the problem.
Saturday, September 27th, the Queens Gaels host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. The Queens Gaels are looking for their first home win of the 2025 season. Meanwhile, the York Lions no longer just play for pride. They are actively on the hunt for their first playoff appearance in well over a decade. It's the Upstarts versus the Icons, David versus Goliath. It's the York Lions and the Queens Gaels live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 2:45 for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff.
You just listened to You Ain't the Problem by Michael Kiwanuka and Alien by Beach House on CFRC Radio.
Bangers. Cool. Sarah, what did you think?
I really liked the first song, if Aiden would let us like play it the whole way through.
Oh, Aiden kept skipping the chorus.
Yeah, Aiden doesn't.
I'm not the problem. I ain't the problem.
Yeah.
That song bangs. It's so fun. It's so good. Yeah. I love the I don't know even what to call it, like the groove or whatever. Like mm-hmm. it's so fun.
I love the way the drums sound. Like they're recorded like very well on
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and speaking of old, like 35-year-old Beach House, I also keep forgetting they're like late 40s.
They've been around for a while. Yeah,
it doesn't sound like that. Like they're, I don't know. That was like shocking to me that they were just like, you know, part of that older crowd.
I'm not being part of the older crowd.
Yeah, 40's crazy old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Alien is a banger. You. Did you listen to them before this summer or you just recently got into them?
I got into them kind of around, like, I think, like, end of last year. And then I started listening to them more, I think, like, kind of around, like, I remember, like, winter during Quip. I would just, like, wake up at 6 a.m. and be, like, freezing in Calgary and be like, yeah, this seems like the right, like, mood for Beach House right now.
I remember.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I used to listen to them a lot, what's the album cover where the whole night, is it Devotion? That's super good.
With the cake?
The early one?
Yeah. I messed with that one.
I like the red one the most, I think.
Good commentary. Good commentary.
What's that one called?
Depression Cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, because I know you're gonna buy the $78 velvet is Depression Cherry from Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. But... yeah, I was really eyeing that one out.
The one that Vera has. Does Vera have the velvet one?
I don't know.
I actually do want that, or just any Beach House album on record, I think. Mm.
Well, I'm gonna introduce my three songs for the episode, and since Tyler's gonna play another Canadian, I decided that I'm gonna play some non-Canadian stuff. So I'm going to be playing I'm Getting Out While I Can by Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter. This song is like Christian horror music. Like, I don't know how to describe it.
Okay. Like,
I just thought it would be funny because everyone was saying the rapture was happening today and it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I like 15 years ago, maybe not 15, but it was, this happened like a while ago and it was like on my birthday. And I remember me and my sister were like 7 and like terrified that we're all just going to get like
flown into the sky.
Raptured like on our like 7th birthday or something.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's crazy.
So shout out to Kristen Hayter, also known as Lingua Ignota.
Yeah.
And then I'm also going to be playing a song from the new Clips album, So Far Ahead. Mm. And I'm also going to be playing Lie About Us by DJ J-Hood, which you'll hear at the mansion if you pull up tomorrow. So,
yeah. Okay, play it.
Get out. I'm gonna sing with the sun.
Mistaking me for the reverend, ushering the money, my confession. How your pastor whip a Rolls Royce? That was me pre 9/11. Look at me post Armageddon, walking with my dog. I am legend. The grass is greener on each side. I done been both Mason Bethers. I done been at both intersections. I done pulled Ocean's 11s, even when the well ran dry. I done raised quotes in the desert. Tried to hide the dope in the message, like we did the coke in the Lexus. Same hands I used to whip work, see me turn them both into blessings. AMG the spokes for the extras, only way to cope with the pressure. When you feel you in too deep, let God take the wheel like a Tesla.
They don't know what it is when I'm on.
So far ahead, but behind me. baby girl, 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 baby girl,
I can't wait to listen officially, yes.
Communication is everywhere, but what is it? Communication is how you share your thoughts, your opinions, your culture, from what you see on TV to what you post online. But what about the people who are not being seen or heard? AMI is a media company that strives to be a voice for Canadians with disabilities, whether it's through positive portrayal, reflection, and accessible media. AMI believes everyone should be included, and that includes you. AMI is inclusion. Experience AMI at amiplus.ca.
You just listened to I'm Getting Out While I Can by Reverend Kristen Michael Hayter, So Far Ahead by Clips, and Lie About Us by DJ J Hood on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
What did y'all think? We got to do it quick, though.
Banger, banger, and then banger.
Yeah, like, three bangers. Yeah.
Three bangers.
That's it.
Tyler, do you want to introduce your last two songs of the episode?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll be playing 10 Speed by Racing Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. Found this band like super recently. Learned they're opening for Geese, too.
Yeah. I'll be seeing them.
Yeah, you'll be seeing them live, which will be like incredible.
Wait, that's epic.
They sound like so much like Bon Iver, who's one of my other favorite musicians. So I'm like, I just became a fan basically because of that. And then my last song will be Live at the Swamp by Peach Pit.
Let's play out.
You just listened to 10 Speed by Racing Mount Pleasant and Live from the Swamp by Peach Pit on CFRC Radio.
Banger.
What did you think of them?
I messed them heavy messing.
Heavy messing. No, it's actually great. So wait, who are they opening for? They're opening for Geese.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I'm seeing them live in like during reading week, which is gonna be great.
That's crazy. That's soon. That's cool.
I like the cover for the song too. Like, it's them on top of a mountain or some.
That's Mount Pleasant. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know if it actually. They're from Michigan though, so referring to that.
I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess actually it's kind of a. It surprises me that they're opening for Geese though. That I feel like. That's gonna be an interesting vibe switch.
Yeah, it's like pretty different, but I feel like Geese is also like pretty like just does a lot of random things.
Yeah, so but their new I guess their new singles are also like kind of just all over the place because like Kenny B's just on there like doing Kenny whatever. B's, like why is JPEG Mafia on there?
Yeah,
like but I'm so excited. Well, okay, that's good. Now I'll listen to them.
Well,
before
do you
want to
tell your Peach Pit story?
Oh my god, yeah. In the Couve, I was at this. Like bar called Sing Sing, and I saw Chris from Peach Pit, and I said hi, and he went, "Oh my god, you're so cool! I listen to B-Benter all the time." Like
I know,
yeah,
like,
he's a fan.
Your
that was
show.
Crazy.
He's a fan.
Crazy.
Like he a fan.
Oh,
but like, yeah, we just talked about Eddington, and he was chill, and like Tops.
Yeah,
and it was like beautiful. Yeah, and then he's like, B-Benter is like my favorite show. Like I literally like can't stop listening. Like,
yeah, and then he asked for Sarah's Letterboxd.
Yeah, he asked for my Letterboxd. Added me on LinkedIn, right. And he's like, "You're too good for Aiden. Like leave him, leave him, leave him."